the people that they are talking about.
That's right.
When they say that the station is not responsible
for what I said.
For what Bonnie said.
For what Bonnie said. Okay.
This is the workers' meet, in which we talk about everything from the work point of view of working families. I'm Gene Lance, and the beautiful redhead is
Bonnie Mathias. Good morning.
So glad you're here.
It's very damp outside.
Yeah, it's a good time for people to stay home and listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Watch your radio. Here's what's going on from the point of view of working families. Teamsters Local 997 is still picketing at Molson Coors. They're doing it every weekday. I think it's from 9 to 5. And there's two entrances to the brewery at 7412 South Freeway in Fort Worth. South Freeway is just Highway 35W. They just call it South Freeway over in Fort Worth.
Oh.
Okay, on March 27th at 12 o'clock, there will be a major rally for the Molson Coors Strikers at 7103 South Freeway, Fort Worth. That's almost the same place as the brewery, but not quite. And they're going to have the international president coming down from Washington.
What?
The head of the Teamsters is coming down here to help the 400 and something strikers at Molson Coors. They're going to win, brothers and sisters. It's just a matter of whether they win today or tomorrow.
They will win.
Yeah, they'll win sooner if you get out there and help them.
That's right.
Okay, March the 18th, Texas SB4, the Show Me Your Papers bill may go into effect unless the Supreme Court stops it. Now, the Supreme Court has delayed it a week or so, and Monday it may go into effect. Everybody that's got brown eyes or who has children with brown eyes, look out, because you are no longer waiting for fascism. It's already here for you.
That's right.
Because that means any law enforcement officer can stop anybody and say, I think you're an immigrant, and hold you until you prove that you're not. And I think it's going to be especially hard on brown-eyed people, so look out. March the 21st at 7:30 p.m., the Central Labor Council meeting for all affiliated AFL-CIO members at 1408 North Washington. That's where we get our plans made to fight back. Okay, March the 22nd, another government shutdown crisis may occur.
You know, this keeps happening. They just kick the can down the road.
Yeah, they just keep doing it, continuing resolutions. They don't ever come up with a budget. President Biden has proposed a budget. It's very good for working people. That's why it's not very likely to get through the U.S. House.
Yeah, they don't like it.
April the 3rd from 12:30 p.m., Dallas chapter of the Texas Alliance for Retired Americans meets at 334 Center. Call Judy, 214-729-0063.
April the 4th at 2 p.m., the CWA, Communications Workers of America, Retired Member Council, we meet Thursday, April 4th at 2 p.m. at 1408 North Washington.
So that's for everybody who's retired and still a member of the Communication Workers of America, Local 6215.
Right. Actually, our retiree local is Local 6290.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I know they had a different
number. Yeah, we have our own charter and everything. Mm-hmm.
April 4th is also the last day to register to vote for the May 4th election.
Right.
Now, Bonnie says that she knows, and nobody else in the world that I think is figured this out. Bonnie thinks she knows the dates on the elections that are coming up, because they got it all mixed up.
Well, yeah, they do.
Okay, so May the 4th, we know that's going to be a local election. It's going to be school board here.
That's right.
In Dallas, and in various cities, it's going to be different people. The caller will have to hold just until Bonnie explains these dates.
Okay. We have a May 4th municipal election. That will have the Dallas bond on it. And there are multiple municipalities, such as Irving, Duncanville, DeSoto, that have things that they will have on the ballot. And there is a school board race on the ballot for DISD. So that election is on Saturday, May the 4th. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can early vote. Okay, I believe you can early vote starting April 22nd. I will have to check on that because, of course, they don't have that date on here.
Okay, but go ahead and give us the runoff dates. That's what's got everybody confused.
The next runoff, or the runoff for the primary election that we just had, March the 5th, is May 28th.
Okay, May 28th is the runoff for the primary election. That's not the May 4th election.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
May 28th for that.
That's right. And early voting for that will be April 22nd through April 30th. And then May the 4th will be the joint election for y'all. It's really important that we get these two straight. I'm telling you, it's scary, but we got to get them straight. And early voting for the May 28th primary runoff election will start on, oh God, this makes me crazy.
No, you just said that. It's April 22nd through the 30th.
No, that's for the May.
That's for the May 28th runoff.
4th. That's okay, for the May 4th.
For the May 4th runoff, when is that?
Sometime in June.
June 15th. I think it's June
15th if required.
Okay, June 15th will be the runoff for that May 4th election.
For the May 4th election, right.
Oh my gosh.
But on May 28th, you have our primary runoff, which is really important. And the first day to early vote is going to be May the 20th. And early voting will go through the 24th, and election day is Tuesday, May the 28th. Jesus.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Good morning. Yeah. Thanks for calling, Kay and Alina. Thanks so much for waiting.
No problem. Good morning, Mr. Gene and Miss Bonnie. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Trying to get through all these elections.
Why do people call me Mr. Gene? Anyway, go ahead.
I'm respectful.
It's because I'm old, isn't it?
No.
You're trying to say I'm old.
I'm a respectful lady.
This
so
is true.
I always saw Miss Jean and Mr. Jean and Mrs. Bonnie.
Thank you.
Call her Dame Bonnie. Bonnie.
Actually, my nickname at work is the Queen.
The Queen?
Right.
The Red Queen.
Just saying.
Okay, go ahead, sister.
Okay, I'd like to share with you with my house taxes, okay?
Okay.
I normally pay roughly around $49,869. This year, I get to pay $649.
Oh. Yes. Oh, with the tax break thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this something President Biden did?
No, it's what we voted for in the November election.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. That's it.
$649. Can you imagine?
That's awesome.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I got a joke to tell you right quick.
Okay.
I'm scared to live up in Connecticut. You know why?
Why?
They don't know how to connect up there, girl.
We reach the whole world.
KNON.org.
Someone could be calling you to sign you as a stand-up comedian.
I do stand-up comedian with our 50 states at a church. So
that's great.
All right.
I love it.
I saw you about the states and stuff.
Okay. Thank you so much for enlightening us.
Thank you much.
We got somebody waiting.
Have a great week.
Happy St. Patty's.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Same to you.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting. Oh. That one hung up. Well, I'm sorry made them wait too long.
Don't be so impatient.
What's the number, Bonnie?
972-647-1893. Hey, y'all, we're popular. Don't be so impatient.
972-647-1893. The station actually likes it when you call.
Yeah.
And the station manager listens.
He does.
And the main thing he wants to know after the show is how many people called. So we want a lot of callers.
Good
morning.
Right,
there's one. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Morning. How's it going?
Good.
All right.
That immigration bill won't pass. And the reason why I say it won't pass.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand it. It just depends on what part of the country you're in as to whether what race gets it. On the East Coast, have a high percentage of white undocumented people from Europe there.
Okay. Can I just, because that law, SB 4, is specific to Texas.
Oh, yeah, that's a Texas law.
And right now, there's a stay, so it can't be enforced.
Till Monday.
Right. Till Monday, yeah.
But it does depend on what, really, it does depend on what part of the country you're in. And there are towns, what I'm saying, around, like, close to San Antonio, that are, like, the German heritage, stuff like that, that they do have a high percentage of white undocumented people that are here on expired passports.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the reason that they don't get pulled over, you know, because of the color issue, number one. But mm-hmm. when they do get pulled over and they waive those passports, a lot of officers don't know how to deal with it, you know, because they say, I'm here on vacation, where's my passport? A lot of people won't even touch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's how they hide in the system. But it's a high percentage of white individuals like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing is on the Teamsters deal, I think you're going to have a hard time getting a lot of support from them. You'll have a lot of support from a lot of older people. Mm-hmm. And the reason is the Teamsters have a very criminal past. You know, they do.
Hey, you're funny, man.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
They do.
I'll be out there for the past.
I'll be out there on Sunday,
Jesus.
And I'd like you to come out too, and we'll just see how many people turn out at noon on Sunday. It's supposed to be nice weather. We'll see how many people turn out for the Teamsters on Sunday.
Yeah, see, go find out how many people show up for the Teamsters on Sunday, okay? Because it ain't old people. Okay, and so what? We vote too, brother.
Yeah.
What are you talking about older people? What do you consider older people? That's what I'm asking.
Well, the younger people have been out there.
Yeah,
too.
I know.
I got a picture of Rose and Travis,
yeah.
The two young lovers,
mm-hmm.
and they were out there with the Teamsters. I was out there with the Teamsters, speaking of old people. And last night, Patricia Murphy was out there with the Teamsters.
I saw her picture. I sure did. So I'm trying to figure out what this fella calls old.
Yeah, well.
55 and
over. Oh, 55 and over. Dude, I hope when you hit 55, you join AARP and get your head together. Bye. 55 and over. Are you out your mind?
He didn't think the Teamsters were going to get much support on... let's see, Sunday at 12 o'clock. Let me give that address again. 7103 South Freeway. So if you got a GPS, you put it on 7103 South Freeway. And I'm pretty sure that's at an intersection of Highway 35 West and Sycamore. Okay. Sycamore School or Sycamore Road or something like that. Anyway, it shouldn't be hard to find with your... GPS, you just put it on South Freeway, Fort Worth, 7103 South Freeway, at noon on Sunday. Everybody I know is going.
Good.
972-647-1893. We shall see if people are going to support these strikers in their demand for
That's
a decent treatment.
Right.
I read some stuff. They offered them a dollar.
A dollar?
Well, actually, 99 cents.
What?
They offered them 99 cents. And,
to do what with?
You know, how much would that buy?
Well, I...
wouldn't even buy a cigarette.
Heck no. You might could buy one cigarette.
Yeah.
Maybe, if you could find somebody selling singles. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how much...
I want to start a fight. I've been meaning to do this for a long time.
Jesus, here we go, boys and girls. Hang on.
I was waiting until we got through the fun drive and all the other things. I want to start a fight. I want to say something.
Okay.
I want to say that the right way to deal with immigration is exactly what the labor movement is doing, and that is to quit picking on immigrants and just try to organize it. And quit saying that they're here to steal our jobs, or that they get Social Security, which is just a darn lie, or that they are getting Medicare or something, which
that's another lie.
Just another darn lie. They don't get any benefits.
No.
The only thing that I know of that immigrants can get is the right to get their kids to go to school.
That's right.
Which seems fair to me, and it's better for the country.
Yep.
There was a big editorial in the Dallas Morning News just this week saying, and it was in the Washington Post too, they copied it. They said that immigration has been good for the economy,
of course,
and that it got us through the pandemic. I think they what they meant by that was that people they had there were a lot of jobs that nobody would do that the immigrants did.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
But anyway,
yeah,
they said
all the janitorial
it was good for
jobs.
The economy. Now, I ain't going to go that far. I don't know if it. I don't know if it was good for the economy or
how
not.
How many of those?
All
people-
I'm saying is that the way to deal with the immigration problem is to quit arresting people. Quit harassing people. Quit coming up with a show me your papers bill and stuff like that. And just organize them so that they'll get a decent wage and your wages will go up too.
Workers'
Defense. Because every time we get organized, yeah. It helps everybody.
Workers' Defense Project has been doing exactly that.
For a long time.
For a very long
and
time.
And 3 cheers for the Workers' Defense Project.
Hey!
For doing that.
That's right. I saw DJ.
And furthermore, I want to say this, just to start a fight, because I know a lot of the listeners have been listening
okay.
to... have been listening to the mainstream media and they've gotten confused on this issue. All working people need to stick together, whether they got papers or whether they ain't got papers. They all working people need to stick together because our problem is the bosses. Our problem is the ones that are trying to cut our salaries, trying to keep us down, trying to keep us from getting anywhere. And our problem is not people that are brown or black. But there's a certain political element that has found the age-old way to keep everybody divided, and they are politically getting ahead in this world by promoting racism.
Yep.
Which is, and I will name some of them. One of them is the governor of Texas. What is his name?
Hot Wheels.
Oh, you call him Hot Wheels.
Oh.
I forgot his name, but he's the governor of Texas. One of them is the lieutenant governor of Texas. One of them is the Attorney General of
yes.
Texas. One of them is a candidate for the President of the United States that are promoting racism just as they have ever since yep. the Civil War.
Yep.
And, of course, they lost the Civil War.
Yeah.
They don't admit it, but they did. They did lose the Civil War. Racism took a bad punch in the Civil War.
Yeah.
I got to quit talking. Somebody called. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Gene, Bonnie?
Yeah.
Morning.
Hey, Monty, how you doing?
Hi, Bonnie. Monty, did I provoke you into this fight?
Yeah, I was trying to get out of it, but I have to have American Legion and a BFW meeting in a minute.
Uh-huh.
And some at my age, and Vietnam veteran, I'm going to keep saying that, Vietnam veteran, Army, Navy, okay?
Okay.
Honorable. And my grandchildren, I wish everybody, Gene, did you ever get to touch that book I gave you?
Yeah, I looked into it. I didn't read it all the way through, but I read the first few chapters. I know what it says. I know what its theory is.
Yeah, CRT. It's mm-hmm. not. The life is not a theory. It's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And when we read the Bible, John, there at 8:32, you mm-hmm. shall know the truth, and it'll set you free.
Yeah.
You know, all people can be a free. And mm-hmm. I have another book. I'm gonna try to get you one called "Death of a King." But Dr. King was all right until he started mm-hmm. talking about everybody. First, he said black people come to Washington, D.C. I mean, let's go to D.C., and we're going to stay there until they give us what we owe us.
Yeah.
But then when he went to Europe, he came back and said, no, all poor people, let's go. We're going to be meeting Washington until they pay us what we need to catch up.
Yeah.
And you know what happened? The next day, on March the 20th, I was in a boot camp in Fort Polk, Louisiana. April the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I'm looking at the black and white TV, and they get killed.
Mm-hmm.
And the movement was over. So this is not for color. This is about poor and rich.
It is.
And
you're
right.
I just
want to remind my people, it's about mm-hmm. poor and rich. And
but they're making it about color. They're making it about
yep.
color, Imani. They are
yep.
promoting racism.
They're promoting racism.
Just
and
as they always have.
And I was telling him about Donald Trump. He was walking across the street with his granddaughter,
mm-hmm.
and there's a car about to hit him. He'll push his granddaughter in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, he's a draft dodger, and he's a liar. So mm-hmm. he's got these people riled up, you poor people. You guys got to come on. He's using all of us. And if we don't save this country, we won't have a country. So
you got a good point there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I know why they said hide a book from us, because they said if you, in 1800, if they saw you with a book, they would kill you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they said if you want to know the truth, put it in a book from the black people, and they won't read. So.
All right. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thank you for calling.
And you can call us, too.
Take a break.
and enlighten us at 972-647-1899. We're back on the Workers' Beat with Bonnie Mathias and Gene Lance. And I forgot this one thing is going to happen on March 21st.
Okay.
The auto workers are in town. The leadership of Region 8 of the United Auto Workers are going to be in Frisco all next week. And I'm going to be meeting with them. They're having their political meeting.
Cool.
And one of the things they're going to do is they're going to go to the North Texas Food Bank and help package the food for the hungry. And they have got... The Dallas AFL-CIO is going to be joining them. In fact, Lou Lucart from the Dallas AFL-CIO was the one that set it up.
Good.
And then he found out this week that the whole leadership of the Texas, the State Federation, the whole leadership is going to come up and help out at the North Texas Food Bank in Plano, 3677 Maple Shade Lane. They're going to meet at 8:30 that morning and help... package.
Cool. That's great.
And everybody can volunteer to help the North Texas Food Bank. They have a web page. Just put in North Texas Food Bank and in Plano, and they'll accept volunteers to help package food for hungry people.
Okay, we have a caller.
I'm delighted with those guys. Yeah. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
All right. Did you want to argue with me about immigration? Because I'm looking for a fight.
Well, I got a statement to say about that. According to the Constitution, when the police encounter a civilian and want to question them or ID them, according to the Constitution, they're supposed to have reasonable, articulate suspicion of a crime being committed.
Yeah, but not according to SB 4.
Yeah, that's
wrong,
right.
Gene.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Sometimes you and Bonnie, just like the rest of us, get caught in this... tail wagon thing.
Oh, is that it? So okay. Yeah, all right. Whatever you say, Randy. Thanks.
Go ahead.
Can I finish?
Go right for it.
Thank you. And the reason I'm saying that is not out of disrespect, because I respect both of y'all a lot because of what you do and the information you bring to this community. But we all sometimes get caught in this tail swinging thing. And the way I see you guys getting caught in it, you're making it a racial thing.
It is a racial thing.
It is a racial thing. 100%.
You think it's not racist?
50%.
You think the governor of Texas is not racist? Go ahead.
Hold on. Can I finish? Y'all got a whole hour to talk. I'm trying to get 3 minutes.
I bet. Go ahead.
Well, you can cut me off anytime, Gene.
Make your point, Randy, please.
What is your
point? Well, if y'all will let me say my point instead of interrupting me in the middle of what
I'm
trying
your point.
To say.
Go ahead.
Gene, what I'm trying to say is, yes, the governor is a racist. I will answer that question that you give me, okay? I'm not denying that. Oh. And a lot of people that run this state are racist, okay? I will agree with that. But the way I see you guys getting caught in doing what they want you to do is saying that the SB 4 thing is only going to affect minorities coming to America.
Mm. No,
but
I'm saying
that's not
no,
true.
That would be anybody with brown eyes because that gives them.
Can I finish? I'm this close, Bonnie. I'm this close to finishing. And then y'all can cut me off and talk the rest of the show. Please.
Say it.
We're about to cut you off, but go ahead.
Right now, the police department all over the nation, and especially in Texas, can set up these sobriety checks, right?
Go ahead.
Okay, so we all sometimes get caught in these sobriety checks, no matter what ethnic group you are. And then they start suspicion a thing about where you're going, where you've been, smell marijuana, smell alcohol, this, that, they search your car, right? So what I'm trying to say is, this law, if it goes into effect, I'm trying to make white people and people that live in America with their papers on them when they get stopped, look at this situation. Because they can set up, if this passes through, they can set up a SB4 check and stop everyone.
They've also found that the DWI.
I'm done. they will be able to set up a road check just like the sobriety and the ID and insurance checks if this law goes through. And us white people will be subjected to showing your papers. And, hey, I think I smell marijuana, so get out of the car. We're going to search your whole car and do all this stuff. Oh, we found a back warrant for a ticket. So white people, wake up.
Try Dallas D. Grimm.
It's not going to affect It's not just going to affect.
Okay, are you done?
Okay, are you done?
It's not just going to affect minorities. It's going to affect everyone in Texas. Okay. So please, white people, wake up. Please don't let this get into law.
Good deal.
We're waiting for the courts to rule.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court has postponed it twice.
Yeah.
Hopefully, somehow, this law will get turned over.
It will.
Hope so. Thank you so much, Randy. And you can call us, too, at 972-647-1893. That's one on my side.
Those sobriety stops and all that crap, they've been deemed unconstitutional.
That's one on my side. My side says that this business of making the immigrants sound like they are from outer space or something and invading the country is part of the same racism that we've been trying to deal with in this country since the first day. We have always been divided over race. We are still being divided over race. And all of the fuss about immigrants and the barbed wire down on the border and all that, that is just being used politically to advance the careers of certain avaricious, greedy, evil people who are just trying to advance themselves. And to a certain extent, it works because, unfortunately, there's a lot of racists in America.
Yep.
There always have been.
Sure is.
There still are.
Yep.
But we have to fight it if we're going to become an enlightened people and become a self-governing people and have a good future. 972-647-1893.
Man on the phone yesterday told me, well, I just don't, you know, it's just all stupid. Ain't nothing ever going to change. I said, not with that attitude, brother. Ain't nothing going to change with that attitude.
Let him call.
You have to keep fighting. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Hello.
Morning. Red has it wrong. Driving in Texas is a right. It's not a privilege. And you can be pulled over, and it'll tell you that when you get your license, you can be pulled over and asked to produce a license. The only reason it doesn't look politically correct is because different races of people. But legally, you can't be pulled over, and they can say, hey,
Have you looked at the population of the prisons in and jails in the state of Texas?
I understand that.
They ain't white.
I understand that, but what I'm trying to say is it can happen to anybody at any time. I just want people to be aware.
Okay.
You can just be asked to produce a license. There don't have to be any other reason.
Yeah.
There are Texas statutes. I just want people to be aware. So they don't. The reason they say you got to have proper cause, reason, is if they go any further than a license.
Well, the thing is, on Monday, it's going to get a whole lot worse unless the Supreme Court stops them.
I understand, but I'm just want people to be aware because even if it doesn't pass, you still be asked to produce a license.
Now,
Interestingly,
I think almost everybody that's commented on this has got a driver's license.
Yeah, interesting.
Now, if you have a driver's license and you have it on you, you might not be all that inconvenienced. What I'm worried about is the children.
Yeah.
What about the brown-eyed children that don't have a driver's license?
And maybe their parents get stopped and get hauled off to jail. What happens to those kids?
It's going to hurt the children.
Of course it is.
Of course everything does.
Because the cruelty is the point. That is what it has become. The cruelty is the point. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Good morning, Jean and Bunny.
Good morning.
In the last show, they talked about mental illness and various aspects of it. And I think that I'm sure you'll agree that capitalism produces systemic oppression, and that will produce mental instability. Now, I want to ask you all, because the Trumpites, Trumpistas, whatever you want to call them, have been considered to be a cult, like C-U-L-T, and I think that's kind of like a form of mental instability. Would you say that is mental instability, or is that due to just the information that they have been fed? Or what would you say about that?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that people have gotten so caught up in the movement, if you will. It's not even a movement. It's a cult. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Would they all go to Ghana and drink Kool-Aid for him? I'm beginning to wonder. So I think it's a little bit of both.
What's your opinion, brother?
Well, like you say, it's a little bit of both because, you know, there are those who refuse to look at other information, and their problem is not that they are mentally unstable, but it's because they're refusing to look at other sides of the whole picture. And so, you know, I don't know. I think it's mental instability, though, to a large extent. Yeah. So anyway.
I think you're right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We have some very enlightened callers, don't we, Bonnie?
We have smart people.
972-647-1893. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting. Hey, you didn't wait.
Okay.
All right.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My favorite radio show. But I like to tell that guy, lay off of my Gene Bunny. Or whichever way he want me to say it, my Bunny and Gene. But anyway.
Thank you, brother.
Don't come so hard on them. I just want to say this because I'm having a hard time adjusting this time. Who's in charge, actually, of changing time? Daylight saving time is just about, I don't know.
I hate it.
I just wish they would have, backtrack and just call it. No, we just going to leave it like it is.
Well, yes, some states, Arizona doesn't have daylight savings time. Part of Indiana doesn't have daylight savings time. It doesn't make any sense. We are no longer farmers.
Some of us are.
Well,
I imagine the farmers still like daylight savings.
I don't know. I don't know about that. That's just this crazy.
It was set up for farmers.
Like our world is moving so fast, and then they want to turn time up. Who told you can control time anyway? So I'm going to let someone else on.
Thank you. I'm having trouble adjusting, too. I don't want to get up in the morning. I want to sleep late. But I got to go.
You can call us too. It's 972-647-1893. I didn't get much of a challenge out, did I?
No, you didn't.
I said that all of this hoo-ha about immigrants is part of the same racism that has always divided America, and that certain unscrupulous politicians are cashing in on it, just as they always have.
Yep.
When they were actually able to get Texas to secede from the United States.
They'd like
and
to
while
do
I'm at it, I might as well mention something about racism and how it's always been a problem. Jane Elkins was hanged in 1853, and I wrote a play about her, but I never could find anybody to be in the cast. And then last week, Sister Olenka Green volunteered to play Jane Elkins in my play.
Great.
And she has got some great ideas on it, and we are going to have our first rehearsal this afternoon.
That's great.
Yeah, Brother James Kiley, who is a professional actor, is going to join us. He's going to play one of the evil people.
Ooh.
I am also going to be one of the evil people. I'll play Judge John H. Reagan, who was a Confederate.
No.
And he's the one who sentenced Jane Elkins to die. So we're gonna make a play about Jane Elkins, and I hope people are interested in that because we intend to perform it.
I think, you know, you should probably contact the Oak Cliff, for Oak Cliff. That's one, and also the South Dallas Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even the...
Maybe they'll let us do it.
Well, maybe, I don't know.
Right now, we don't know if it's any good or not. We haven't even did our first read-through yet.
Well, I'm sure it'll
and
be wonderful.
I thought, all night last night when I couldn't sleep, I kept thinking of more stuff to add on to it. And one thing I was thinking about having John H. This is an operetta, by the way. We're going to sing our parts.
Okay.
I was thinking about having John H. Reagan, who was, by the way, an important person in the Confederacy. And I think he probably had something to do with the 1860 ruling to whip every black person in Dallas County.
Jesus.
And hang three of them with no evidence.
Well, of course not.
And I think he probably had something to do with that, too, because he was a judge here in Dallas, in the city of Dallas.
Mm.
And I was thinking about having him sing, "Oh, I'm always for justice, hooray, hooray, on Justice Town I'll take my stand, I'm a live and die for justice," or something
or
like
something
that.
Little.
You might recognize
okay.
that tune. We
yeah,
have to take
maybe
a break.
A little. We'll be right back.
Stop.
We're
going to
keep singing forever.
All right. You can call us at 972-647-1893. It is calling KNON to speak on your behalf and say intelligent things is the only way to shut me and Bonnie up.
Pretty much.
972-647-1893. Otherwise, we're going to be telling you stuff like this. A Texas judge has ruled against a new National Labor Relations Board ruling that would have made it possible to organize franchises such as McDonald's. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hello? Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Okay, we're good. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. I just wanted to encourage people to be aware that there is another charter review commission meeting
mm-hmm.
on the 26th of March, and I wanted people to kind of try to tune in or zoom in or call your council member and see how you could sign up to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a couple of hot topics coming up. This 26th, one of them is the park board and the park director. There's been an amendment to change how the park board director is picked.
Uh-huh.
And there's a big controversy about that. And the other one is ranked choice voting, which
Ooh.
Had to do with the election. So both of them are hot topics. And, mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I just wanted people to be encouraged. You know, if you're against it, you're just against it. If you're for it, you're for it. But you need to at least know what's going on now.
That's right.
With the park board, there's been several articles in the paper about the park board. And I think, Bonnie, you might have read some of them. I read some of them. And
I did.
Didn't like the way the articles were covered because there's some issues with the park board that a couple of commissioners put out there that the paper didn't address, and you know, it's like the fair park money and the zoo money, because you know, I think the zoo want $200 million of the bond money. I think they only gonna get $100 million or $150 million. But the question is, the zoo is on the private contract. And will it ever be able to stand on its own?
To support itself. I thought that was the whole point.
Right. Would it ever support itself, or will we forever dump money into it? That's one of my issues with it.
That's something wrong with that picture, man. Dang.
Same thing with the fair park. All the money we pay in the fair park, they bragging about, the park board is bragging about how it brokered this big deal to get the Texas OU game to stay at the fair point.
Okay.
But there was never a mention about the Grambling Prairie View game. So,
uh-huh.
You know, there's a lot going on down with these commissions, this Charter Review Commission, and I think people need to really start looking, because this is where they write the laws and the rules on how the city is governed.
That's right.
Now, let me ask you something. Can I ask you something about this Charter Review business? Is this part of the long-term struggle to have a strong mayor instead of what we presently have? where the city manager kind of organizes everything?
Well, it was some discussion that we passed by that, what they were discussing on how to get rid of the city manager.
Yeah, I know. Well, they did.
Right. Yeah, yeah, they did. And they want, there was
he's going to Austin.
Going on.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And they wanted to give the mayor the power to pick the mayor pro tem and the deputy mayor pro tem, which is kind of like cronyism, you know what I mean?
Who do you think is behind who do you think is behind this move to try to make a strong mayor for one man to kind of take over the city? Who do you think is behind that?
I think I think it's the Republican Party, because Dallas been flipped to be Democrat. It's a blue state.
That's right.
Yeah, I see.
A blue county. So to flip it back, you flip the matter.
They can't do it. They can't do it. They don't have the numbers.
There does seem to be one party that's more or less in favor of democracy, and the other party seems to be more or less in favor of
fascism.
One man rule.
Isn't that fascism?
That's where we are with that. You know, it's so much going on down there. It's a struggle.
Yeah.
It's a big struggle down there. And I just wish the community would get engaged. North Dallas comes out and grows and say what the, we had a big falling out about the police oversight board.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, they are very disappointed.
Right. One of my problems is with the police oversight board, some of the city council members at the time that the board was appointed people that thought we didn't need it.
Yeah.
They were already against the board, but now they get to sit on something. They feel like there's no need for it in the first place.
Yeah.
It's a struggle, and I just wanted people to stay encouraged, and thank y'all for letting me voice my opinion on your show.
Absolutely.
Give us one more time the time and place for the meeting you're talking about.
The meeting is March the 26th, which is a Tuesday. March the 26th at 6 o'clock.
It's
going to be down at City Hall in the Horseshoe. You can call the city secretary office and find out how to get the link. If you don't want to come down, well, you can get the link and you can be on the be at the meeting, you know, on your computer.
Yeah.
You can sign up to come down and speak. Now, let me say this. If you miss signing up to come down and speak, what the chairman, Alan Vaught, normally does is, after all the people that spoke, that signed up, he will ask if there's anyone that didn't sign up want an opportunity to speak, and he will allow that time for them people to come down there and voice their opinion. For the public.
Yes.
It's
did
not
you
for
say,
the politicians.
Did you say Alan Vaught is the chair?
Hmm. Yep.
Oh, I love Alan. He used to be a state rep. He's an incredible attorney. Wow, cool beans. All right.
Thanks so much. That's going to 6 o'clock p.m., March 26th at City Hall.
I'll be on my way back
city
from Austin,
charter.
But I'll do my best to tune in while I'm driving.
They're talking about changing the city charger.
I'll do my best. Thanks.
And you can call us, too, at 972-647-1893. We still got time for callers.
Yes.
972-647-1893. I didn't get an argument started like I wanted to.
I know. I'm so glad.
Because they're always picking on immigrants, and they're trying to say that this is the everything that's wrong has got something to do with people that have brown eyes. And I just think that is not true.
Do you have brown eyes, Gene? No. You have blue eyes, I think.
I'm clear. I got a driver's license. But if you don't have a driver's license and you got brown eyes, look out, because Monday is the final day for the restraining order on what they call SB4. This is the show me your papers bill. And you might have seen some old movies that were made in 1930s, where people would be on these trains and the cops would come on the train and say, papers, please, papers, please. And you had to show your driver's license or whatever, your birth certificate or whatever. Otherwise, you're going to get arrested. And that's going to be like that after Monday, unless the Supreme Court stops them. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. This James?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
It's past crazy.
Yeah, it is past crazy.
If you look, Bonnie mentioned this earlier, if you looked at the jails that we got now and all the prisons and looked to see how many people in there got brown eyes, you would be shocked.
It's certainly going to be the majority.
It's going to be not only a majority, it's a vast majority.
Yeah.
If you look at the number of people who get killed by capital punishment and look at their eye color, you'll see they nearly all got brown eyes.
Yep, that's right. And brown skin.
I think brown eyes are pretty. There's a song, Beautiful, Beautiful Brown Eyes.
That's right.
And,
James, thank you very much, sir. We appreciate you.
Yeah, got out of bed.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
And good morning. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
As always. Okay, did y'all hear about the $80 million that the city of Dallas got from the infrastructure bill?
For broadband, right?
That's from President Biden's infrastructure bill, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were going to spend that right. They were going to spend that with good technicians that would get the job done right and make sure that it was fair and that people with brown eyes and people with blue eyes would all get fair treatment.
Right.
And now where is it now?
Well, it just got here. We're going to see.
Oh, good.
That's why they're really working on this strong mayor. They really want Johnson to be over everything. You're right about that.
They want him to spend that $80 million the way he wants to.
So they want Dallas and Houston to be red. They are really working hard.
Well,
Abbott is really putting on a good performance. He's really trying to die for being vice president. I want him to be it. I want him to move. Can he take everybody with him?
Amen, sister. Amen.
So, I got some advice for the mayor. This is an old saying. If you lie down with dogs, you are liable to get fleas.
Yep. I think he got him a bad case, too.
Mm-hmm. And please tell Ken Paxton quit suing everybody.
Oh, good God almighty, how much money?
Get his way.
Do you think he spent just this year suing the federal government?
Uh-huh.
He's suing all the school districts also.
You know, because somebody actually exercised their freedom of speech and told people, well, this is what these people stand for and this is what these people stand for.
Mm-hmm.
So he could not get his way.
No.
And we better be aware. You're right, Gene, about the immigration. Show your papers, Val. I hope people are aware.
It's
absolutely
scary.
Horrible.
Yes, it is.
If you got children, if they got brown eyes, or grandchildren, mm-hmm. you better try to make sure that they have some kind of ID that can show that they're a citizen.
You best believe mine have.
You might could get their birth certificate and maybe get it
laminated. Can carry it in their backpack. Oh, yeah. Lord help us.
Get a copy of their birth certificate and get it laminated. Cause
I don't know, and I guess we're gonna go back in a minute. We're gonna start wearing stars. Think about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
That's probably right up there with the next step, sister. That's right.
Yep. All right, y'all. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, ma'am.
Everybody's
too.
Calling just as we start to run out of time. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Okay.
Okay. Next one. Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting. Okay. And that one. And good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Gene. How you doing?
Who is it?
This is Brock.
You keep dropping out. I don't know what's happening.
You're cutting on and off. Get up close to your phone and talk loud. We lost him.
Okay.
Good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Thanks for waiting.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Are you doing good today?
Yep. We're just doing the show.
Okay, great. I got a question. I've been really listening in on this all day. I was just wondering, you know, you talk about all the illegals and all the stuff going on. How come the devil just invite them to the black church and have them congregate and worship with the black people so they can share their beliefs and everything that's going on in the world? Because, you know, one thing about it, you talk about all this racism, critical race theory and everything, but how come y'all don't talk about God and bringing God into the picture?
Because this, because we have the separation of church and state, sister.
Why don't you do something about bringing in God and worshiping through the picture?
Because that's not what this show is about.
Well, wait a minute.
Because God is the picture.
Which side is God on this?
How come you don't talk about the things that people really need to do?
Because that's not
you know what? This is hatred. This is political hatred.
Okay, you gotta go. You gotta go. That's crazy. Well, what's wrong with you?
Bonnie cut her off.
I didn't.
Well, I was going to try her which side God was on.
But nobody knows.
Can we take this last call?
Sure.
Okay, good morning. Thanks for calling KNON. Talk fast.
Hello?
Hello on the air.
Hey, Gene, it's Brian Dallas. Is that coming in better?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. Hey, Brian.
Talk fast,
hey,
brother.
Talk fast. We're running out of time.
No, I just want to say, you talk about the police and stuff and this law. Where are the police going to find time to even anybody over or arrest anybody? They don't even have time to even do their own job as it is right now.
All right, that's a good point.
Okay, good point. Thanks so much.
We got to get out of here, though.
We got 2 minutes.
The best music in North Texas is coming up next.
I think we have 2 minutes.
Well, go ahead then.
We have 1 minute.
You want to summarize on the immigration question?
The reason why we don't talk about God on this program is because this is not a religious program. And the other reason is I believe very strongly in the separation of church and state. And church has no place in my government. No place.
I think God's on our side.
Well, I'm sure he is, but he doesn't want his business in the government either.
Well, if you look at the Bible, it says specifically that you should treat immigrants good.
That's right. That's right. Yes. It's kind of important that we do that because that's the teachings of Jesus. Try the New Testament, folks. It's really, really enlightening.
Okay. And the Old Testament, too.
Yeah. Say goodbye, Gene.
Goodbye, Gene.
Goodbye, Gene. Goodbye, Bonnie. And on that bombshell...